This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't know about you, but I'm ready for a little Iron Man 3. Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, what's not to like, right? It opens Friday in theaters. It was released today in China, though, and that Chinese version was specifically retooled to satisfy the world's second biggest movie market. Our man in China, Rob Schmitz, explains.
In the version of Iron Man 3 that'll appear in the U.S., there's a Chinese character named Dr. Wu. LEK Consulting's Ken Chen says Dr. Wu makes it on screen for a total of 5 seconds.
He said something like, and rolled his eyes. That was it.
Chen helps consult film studios in China. He says the Dr. Wu character is more central to the plot of the Chinese version of Iron Man 3.
I'm Tony Stark. I build neat stuff.
He's so central that according to the Chinese actor who plays Dr. Wu, his role goes from a 5-second cutaway in the American version to saving Iron Man's life in the Chinese version. This got Chen thinking about the future for other Hollywood blockbusters in China.
I wonder if it's going to be a bifurcated market in the world where you have the China version and you have the rest of the world version.
USC's East Asian Studies Center director Stanley Rosen says it's already going beyond that. Village Roadshow, a co-production partner of Warner Brothers, has produced 2 box office hits in China by capitalizing on Chinese talent and ignoring the U.S. audience altogether.
Now we're seeing a situation where you can just do well with a Chinese film for the Chinese market and forget about the overseas market.
Last year, the Chinese spent $35 billion on the movies, second only to the U.S. In the meantime, the U.S. has 120 screens per million people. China, 5. A sign that China may not have even entered its own golden age of the silver screen. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.